Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The American people and businesses are on the verge of getting the financial help they need to cope with the coronavirus. The U.S. House of Representatives and Senate passed a massive year-end bill that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. $1.4 trillion of annual government funding is also part of the deal. The measure was approved before a midnight deadline expired to keep the U.S. government funded. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill in the coming days. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. U.S. officials are considering a requirement for all travelers from Britain to offer proof they have tested negative for COVID-19. News outlets say the White House Coronavirus Task Force met Monday and discussed crafting a rule that passengers prove that they have taken a negative test within 48 or 72 hours before leaving Britain. The proposed rule comes as more than 40 countries have suspended travelers from Britain in response to a dramatic rise of infections because of a new strain of COVID-19 sweeping across southern Britain. The U.S. has not restricted flights from Britain. However, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he has asked airlines flying into the state from Britain to make all passengers take a COVID-19 test before they get on the plane. Three airlines, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways, and Delta, have agreed to the governor's request. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and his wife Jill received a COVID-19 vaccination on television Monday to convince Americans that the inoculation is safe as the country surpassed 18 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Monday also brought the arrival of a vaccine produced by Moderna to sites across the country. The priority for the mass vaccination campaign is frontline health workers and those in nursing homes. President Donald Trump, who was hospitalized with the coronavirus in October, has not said when he intends to get the vaccination. Meanwhile, a growing list of nations banning travel from Britain in response to the dramatic rise in infections there because of the new strand. South African health officials say a new variant of the COVID-19 virus is driving up the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Officials said Monday the variant appears to be more infectious than the original virus. South African scientists are trying to determine if approved vaccines against COVID-19 will protect against the new strand, which is different from the one detected in Britain. The new surge in coronavirus cases prompted the South African government to impose tighter lockdown restrictions, including beach closings. South Africa has recorded 920,922 coronavirus cases and 24,691 deaths, according to the numbers posted by Johns Hopkins University. A U.S. senator said Monday that hackers who breached U.S. government agencies compromised dozens of Treasury Department email accounts, including those used by the department's top officials. Senator Ron Wyden provided the details in a statement after the Internal Revenue Service and Treasury Department briefed the Senate Finance Committee on the matter. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told the cable news network CNBC, "There has been no damage, nor have we seen any large amounts of information displaced." Cybersecurity experts have said the breach began early this year when the hackers inserted malware into a software update for a product that many companies use to monitor their networks. The malware gave the hackers remote access to the affected networks. And Pakistan on Monday cautioned rival India against any military aggression, saying it could spiral into a mutually destructive final battle between the nuclear-armed South Asian nations. The Indian government has not commented on Pakistan's charges that it was plotting a military assault against the country. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.